Item 8, Yurok Tribe and Western Rivers Conservancy.
And let the record reflect I'm recused and leaving.
Okay. We'll toss you out. All right. Oh, we'll be voluntary when we toss.
Mr. Chairman, we have with us today to give a presentation Mr. Troy Fletcher, who, as many of you know, works with the Yurok Tribe, and Mr. Cam Tridick with Western Rivers.
Staff, this is an informational item.
This is simply an informational item. The board is no longer asked to make recommendations on projects receiving SRF funding. In this case, the Yurok approached us and Western Rivers approached us and wanted to let you know about what they're proposing to the SRF fund.
With that, we want to thank you for the opportunity to give you some information briefly about our particular project that's before the SRF. It's in the SRF loan application process. And I want to thank you for this opportunity. And I also want to thank you for some of you, and I understand staff coming to the Klamath River yesterday and spending some time with our tribal council and getting to see the river and going on a boat ride. I understand that was a good time. I appreciate that.
For those that weren't there, it's still a sore subject that some were there.
Yeah.
On a side note, I also want to say that we've had the privilege of working with Kat and Samantha on other items, and they have been wonderful to work with, and we look forward to continuing to work with them. On this particular project, we have a map that I will interpret here in a second. And it's the only visual aid we have, so you're going to get just some talking. That could be good and it could be bad. To begin with, the Yurok Tribe is located on the Yurok Reservation is located on the lower 44 miles of the Klamath River. Our ancestral territory is around that area and extends to areas on the coast and encompasses about 550,000 to 600,000 acres. Yurok people have managed these lands since the beginning of time and have obligations that they've been given to ensure that the lands are managed in a responsible and sustainable manner, reflecting our cultural and other values. The Yurok Tribe is a relatively young organization. There are 5,500 members in the tribe today. And we have been federally recognized since 1851, and of course have been around much longer than that. But we were formally organized, which is a little different than federal recognition, in the early 90s. And the tribe actually adopted its constitution, and a formal council was seated in 1994. So we're a relatively young government, an old people, a young government. One of the things that the Constitution for the Yurok Tribe mandates is that the Yurok Tribe seek ways to regain its former land base as much as possible. Right now, of the 57,000 acres on the Yurok Reservation, the Yurok Tribe owns just about 6,000 acres in trust status. We also have acquired some lands, about 4,500 acres, both on and adjacent to the Yurok Reservation. So our total land ownership is really only about 13,000 acres now, 10 to 13,000 acres. That's not enough to provide for the needs of the tribe, provide for subsistence and gathering needs. It's not enough to ensure that there's a larger area of cultural protection over significant cultural sites that include gathering, subsistence purposes sites. It also includes religious and ceremonial sites. A number of years ago, the Yurok tribe, in the spirit of fulfilling the tribe's constitutional mandates, began to work with Green Diamond, initially Simpson Timber Company and now Green Diamond Resource Company. Green Diamond owns about 190,000 acres in the Lower Klamath watershed. And we began working with them on several fronts. One front was for resource protection and restoration. We entered into restoration agreements with Green Diamond Timber Company 13 or so years ago, where we would go out and identify, do road surveys, and then I identify various watershed restoration projects on their lands. And so that was the beginning of a good relationship with the timber company. We then began to talk to them about land acquisition. It sure would be nice if we could work some agreement with you, Green Diamond, to acquire some lands. And that developed over a number of years to a project that we have before us now. In total, we are looking to acquire 47,000 acres approximately of Green Diamond lands that are both within and adjacent to the reservation. If you'll look on the map, and I apologize, it's a little blurry, but if you'll look on the map, the green area at the top is and the blue area right below it is the Blue Creek watershed. It's all of Green Diamond property owned by Green Diamond in the Blue Creek watershed. We're looking to acquire that, and we're looking to acquire the lighter yellow and darker yellow and brown areas. Excuse me, the dark purple and the brown area at the bottom. So we're looking to acquire, and that totals approximately 47,000 acres. We're looking to acquire all of the Green Diamond lands that they own currently on the east side of the river, the southeast side of the reservation from the mouth of the river. And so that swath represents about 47,000 acres. There are other lands that are dispersed in between that, some tribally owned, some other fee patent lands as well. We have broken that acquisition out into two phases. Phase one is all of the lands below the green and the blue area. That would be phase one, all the lands below there, which includes all the lands in Wichipec, Capel Creek drainage, and the Pequon Creek drainage. That would be phase one. That encompasses about 22,200 to 300 or 500 acres. That's the subject of the current SRF loan application. And then, of course, phase two would be all of the lands in the Blue Creek drainage. We think we have a special opportunity here to bring values of conservation to these particular lands that are different than the current management objectives. Right now, of course, it's managed for an industrial timber harvest, and we have in our part of Green Diamond's, have worked with Green Diamond in our part of Green Diamond's habitat conservation plan. And we go out and do the assessment for watershed restoration projects. We do a lot of in-stream restoration projects on their land, and we do a lot of the monitoring and other biological and scientific studies in the watershed, and share that information, of course, with Green Diamond. So we are part of that HCP. We would be using that HCP to form a backbone initially in terms of how we would manage the land, but it would be much more than that, and then managing the land for industrial forest purposes. Phase one would be what we're calling a working forest or sustainable forest, and we would overlay on top of the current HCP, the added values that we need to manage the land for, to provide for gathering and subsistence activities, to provide for cultural and other resource protection. We would be looking to manage the landscape in a way that would result in a diversity of species on the landscape. For example, we harvest acorns. and we would need to ensure that there were acorn gathering sites. It's a, just a different approach to management. It's not driven by timber production. It's driven by multiple uses and values. We would provide significant protection to ceremonial sites, for example, and trails and prayer seats and other things of that nature on the land, all adding up to a different conservation perspective, all adding up to, we think, a whole host of benefits to conservation. We are currently working with Western Rivers Conservancy in this loan process to acquire the lands, where we have been working also with a group up north called EcoTrust, and have new market tax credits that we are available to bring to the project. I'm not even going to try to explain what those are, but if you do have questions about new market tax credits, Cam can explain that to you in a second if you have questions. And we're seeking the remainder for the funding for the acquisition of phase one through this loan application. So we believe our management will be unique. It is unique to the Yurok tribe for this landscape. It's lands that Yurok people have managed from the beginning of time. The values we're going to bring to that management, we think, will fit nicely into the conservation objectives through the SRF loan process. We wanted to give you a heads up. We weren't sure exactly the process initially we needed to go through, but we wanted to make sure we reserved time to talk to you. And in any event, we want to make sure that you and members of the public as well are informed about the direction we're going, as well as the tribal memberships, of course, that we will have a different process to speak with them about. Lastly, this is a unique opportunity because of the management objectives that the Yurok tribe has and the results for conservation, but it's also a unique partnership. It's a very unique partnership. Here you have a tribe working with a timber company and working with conservation groups that have different objectives for conservation, but the bottom line is we could have been in years of We could have had years of conflict with the timber company, and instead of having years of conflict, we've decided to try to sit down and resolve some of our differences and address our differences, but also partner with these guys on doing something that's very important for the Yurok people, but will result in larger values being met. And that's unique. And the company has been good to work with, and we look forward to hopefully getting a loan. There's no slam dunk here, but we've got to go through a process. So those are just some general things that go into the acquisition. I'm going to ask Cam if you want to say a few words. And
my name is Cam Tredenick. I'm with Western Rivers Conservancy, and we've had the pleasure of working with the Yurok tribe on this acquisition for a few years now. I've been involved with them for about a year. I don't want to add much to what Troy has already said, because he aptly described the transaction and where we are right now, and I'd like you guys to have an opportunity to ask any questions. I'll know more of the details about how the financing is moving and that sort of thing. I will say that it's a really unique opportunity to fulfill some of the obligations and the responsibilities and the desires of the State Water Resources Control Board and your overlapping interests, and also to meet some of the tribe's objectives as well, and that it's one that that is somewhat imminent in a way, because of the fact that we're in purchase agreement and we have. We have Green Diamond in a good position and in a willing position to sell as well, and so we're excited about the opportunity to bring this first phase, at least, to a close sometime this year, and have been working diligently to do it, and welcome your questions as we move forward.
Let me add one thing that I wanted to underscore a little more. Blue Creek Watershed is, this whole area is special, but Blue Creek is particularly special. The ownership upstream from Green Diamond is in wilderness status, most of it. And it's a fairly pristine watershed that needs to be protected in perpetuity. The Yurok tribe is working on a tribal park concept that would, and whether we call it a tribal park, it would designate the Blue Creek watershed, the areas that we're talking about, about 24,000 acres, in some type of preserve or reserve status. And we would be looking to work with Redwood National and state parks in a collaborative manner on some overlapping areas of interest. We have an overlapping interest in the region. But we think that we could construct an opportunity there to provide the public with a unique look into some of the Yurok specific types of values that the public is interested in. We'd have to do that, that will be done and must be done in a very sensitive way with an eye toward the resource and our cultural values. But those are some of the concepts that we're mulling around. And then, of course, there's nothing better than preserving that watershed for future. And that's a key aspect to this acquisition. Although this initial phase is about what we're calling a sustainability or workable forest phase.
Well, just for my own clarification, the phase Blue Creek is part of phase two?
Yes.
Board member question.
Yeah. Mr. Hale. Troy, do you, for the Blue Creek watershed, is that the entire basin, is that under Green Diamond ownership now, or were you suggesting there's a wilderness area that's out of their ownership? So that'd just be who you'd neighbor up to.
Yeah, the entire Blue Creek watershed is about 80,000 acres.
Okay.
And we're talking about acquiring the lower, from the mouth of Blue Creek to the Forest Service boundary is about 24,000 acres owned by Green Diamond. That's what we're talking about acquiring.
Right.
The remainder of the watershed is in
Forest. There aren't other industrial timber owners in that.
No. And why this is so attractive and such a great opportunity for us and others.
Yeah. And then secondly, and maybe it's more appropriate for Cam, are you on target to meet the June 30th deadline?
We're doing the best we can.
Sure.
The interesting thing about it's the New Market Tax Credit will bring about $5 million into this deal, and it's not something that we take lightly because it's not easy to find that level of money. And it's so we're really trying hard to meet deadlines that EcoTrust, our partner, needs to meet in order to be able to put that money into the deal. At the same time, the Water Resources Control Board is overwhelmed, as you guys know, with requests because of the stimulus package money that's coming to them. So we're sandwiched into a funny situation, and we're looking for solutions that may mean closing later than June 30th, and we're also looking at ways to try and kind of get as much into the board as we possibly can as quickly as possible in order to meet the types of deadlines they need. So we'll see.
All right. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you for coming. We wish you well.
All right.
Stop the clock if you need to, you know. Just follow in the footsteps of Congress. You'll make it by the June 30th deadline.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for the visit.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. We're going to go on to item 9. I don't have... Are you... I do have you. I'm sorry, please check. So, take a public comment on the previous item 8.
My name is Felice Pace. I'm speaking here as an individual. I'm a strong supporter, have been for many years, of the Yurok tribe, who I once worked for, getting better control of its reservation. As was stated, Green Diamond owns 60% of that reservation. I've also been one of the advocates for Refugia, and there's few that are better than Blue Creek. In fact, I've been working over the years to try to get sports fishing for spring Chinook closed at the mouth of Blue Creek because they murder them there, and we got only a few of them. But there's a question here. I am concerned about this proposal because it's clean water money from the revolving loan fund, and as stated, there's a lot of needs out there. I recently filed a complaint with the staff for several lower Klamath River tributaries that were, during the last storm, were just pumping out sediment at high levels, including into the, making the surf brown on the one that goes into the ocean. Staff response was that GDR's aquatic HCP is state-of-the-art and implied that it's therefore adequate to protect and restore water quality. You also have a non-federal timber waiver here on the street, and if that's good, then you're saying it's going to protect those lands in terms of water quality. Or is it your position and the tribe's position that the waiver is not adequate to protect water quality, in which case we'd be looking for action to strengthen it? Now, there's benefits, as described, is to Blue Creek, but that's only 50%, and that's phase two. I wonder if there are any off-ramps for Green Diamond Resources in this deal that could prevent that from happening. Also, it says in the proposal that there will be some logging in Blue Creek in addition to the other watersheds that are actually they're seeking the money for now. Governments, as you know, need money, and this may cause a future council to accelerate the Blue Creek logging. So, you know, that's a question. What is going to actually happen in the future when governments get stressed for money? The Clean Water Act funding request discloses timber harvest and carbon credits to service the debt. But in fact, on the lands they own in that area, the tribe has not been able to sell timber in recent years. They did sell timber years ago. They had one purchaser out of Oregon. And, you know, I think the reason Green Diamond personally and as an economist and as a guy that's worked in timber for 30-some years, I believe that this land is uneconomical under most economic conditions in terms of producing timber. So if timber harvest is relied on to service the debt, I think, you know, Troy can confirm that there have been timber sales offered in recent years and prepared that there's no buyers for. The biggest concern is sovereign immunity. The tribe enjoys and deserves, in my opinion, sovereign immunity from prosecution. The only time that that doesn't apply is when they give up a limited or general waiver of sovereign immunity. So if some future council decided that they wanted to change, accelerate logging on these lands, or do whatever, build roads, unless there is in the deal somewhere a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, nobody would have an opportunity to go to court to challenge that kind of management. Now, this, to my mind, doesn't get, I mean, you know, a federal appropriation, I would support it for purchasing these lands for this deal. You know, foundation funding, I would support it. By the way, I live on the reservation. I live at Klamath Glen, which is this the Klamath Glen Hydrologic Unit. The other thing is that these clean water funds need to be used for things that are clearly going to give us clean water and improve us. And I would note that in Klamath, where the tribe is located, the sewage system is a disaster waiting to happen. Your staff could confirm this. The facility's old. It has problems. There have been findings on it by your staff. We don't have money to clean up these small rural systems. And actually, the leach field for this system is in the floodplain, and half of it went in one of the past storms. It's been damaged in recent storms. And one of these days, you know, there's a storm going to come along and take out the rest of that leach field. It needs to be relocated. There's lands for sale that it could be relocated to. And, you know, I would hope the tribe would be applying for clean water money to help the local district do some of that. So, you know, I think that the devil's in the details on this one. And the real question is Clean Water Act funding this particular pile of funding, is this the proper place for this project, which, you know, I think is a good project. I personally support the tribe's aspirations and hope you will support them. But that doesn't alter the question of whether this is a good source. This is a good source of funding for that project. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good questions and part of the record. And we've heard this as an informational item. Anyone else on item 8? Not